Blog Talk Radio.
To come on tonight to encourage the widows about God's faithfulness. I just want to take some little time to read that particular scripture. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. The one who calls you is faithful. And he will do it. Here in this particular scripture, Paul speaks about the God of peace. And if you read the scripture before, in the 23rd verse, Paul says, "May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." And then Paul tells us, he who calls you is faithful and he will do it. Paul is letting us know that peace will sanctify us that are in Christ Jesus through and through. That means God will set us apart. He will sanctify us. He will make us holy in every area of our life. Not only that, he will cause us to be complete, which means blameless. He will make us whole, spirit, soul, and body. But tonight, even though Paul tells us that God would do this, we want to look at God in every area of our life. God is faithful in his promises. Whatever God has spoken to us, personally, and even sometimes corporately. As we look at faithfulness, it can refer to both God and man. When we read the gospel in Matthew 25, Jesus gives a parable of one who is faithful over what they are giving. And he said, those who are faithful over little will be rulers over many. So God gives us an example in his word of one who is faithful. And many times, Christians, those who follow Christ, those who look to God in hope and encouragement, look for those words one day for him to tell us, my good and faithful servant. But tonight, we don't want to look at the faithfulness of man. Because a lot of times, we don't always get it right, even though some people may look at us and expect us to dot every I and to cross every T. Tonight, we want to look at the faithfulness God who loves us no matter what. Faithfulness is the very nature of God. It is who he is. He manifests his faithfulness to us on a daily basis. Whether he woke us up each morning, whether he clothed us, whether he feed us, whether he give us traveling grace and mercies, faithfulness speaks of one who is consistent in what they do. And when we think about man and how we look to others to be faithful, how we look to others to step up to the plate every time, God is faithful every time. He is consistent. He would do just what he said he would do. His word is faithful. Because the Bible tells us that the word of God will not return back to him void, but it will accomplish what he sent his word to do. And in the times that we are living in, God is a comfort. When there is no one to call on, when we are discouraged, when we need somebody to talk to, understand our tears is to be right there with us. That's just an encouraging word, I believe, for many as well as for me tonight. Get some of the pressure of trying and striving to get it right, trying and striving to make everything seem so perfect. We can look at God tonight and know that he is faithful to us. I want us to get a clear picture, because I truly believe that many are waiting for some promises that God has promised us to be manifested in our lives. It could be a season of our joy that may have been lost. Maybe God has said, you will laugh again. Maybe God has said, you will smile again. You will love again. You will be able to love somebody else again, whether it's a family member, whether it's a co-worker, whether it's a confidant. Whatever God has promised you, it could be in your finances. He could have promised restoration there. He could have promised a restoration in a friendship. He could promise restoration in a job. But whatever it is, God knows and understands that he who calls you is faithful and he will do it. Tonight I want to look at Genesis 17, verses 15 through 17. When God tells Abraham, he reiterates a promise that he had given to Abraham and Sarah. They were promised a child in their old age. Abraham, when God first gave him this promise, he was 75 years old. And how many times we think that we are too old to receive anything from God? His wife Sarah was 65 years old. And in this particular chapter and verses, God is reiterating the promise. He said, your wife from her own body will bear a child. He said this to Abraham, and Abraham laughs and tells God, how can me, an old man, have a child in his old age? He laughs at the promise that God has given unto him. Then, when you go over to chapter 18, verses 10 through 15, God re-speaks this promise again, and this time, his wife Sarah overhears the promise. And she begins to laugh and say, how can my Lord, who is old, and me bear a child? She laughs. Sometimes, whenever God promises us something, we may think that we don't qualify. We may think that we are too old. We may think that it's too late. But tonight, I just want to encourage somebody that you qualify for whatever God has promised you. Sometimes it may be too big for your neighbor to believe for you. But I want to tell somebody tonight, it's not for your neighbor to believe, but it's for you. In these particular scriptures, when they laughed at the promise, that did not shake God. That did not cause God to be angry at Abraham or Sarah. Because a lot of times, God does call us to walk by faith and not by sight. And we try so hard to say, God, strengthen my faith. Because we believe that if our faith is strengthened, then God is going to do it. I'm here to tell somebody, sometimes when God wants to do something in your life, sometimes your faith may get a little weak. And I'm here to tell you that even though they laughed, God was not going to do it based on their reaction or whether or not they thought God could do it. God was going to do it because God said it. I hope that's good news for somebody tonight. I really want somebody to get this tonight. I hope there is a revelation for somebody tonight.
because God is ready to bless us. I know that we may have gone through discouragement after discouragement. We may have said, God, when is my time? We may say, God, it's never going to happen. But I want to tell you tonight, if God said it, it shall come to pass. I must say this again, that God had a plan for Abraham and Sarah. He called them out because he wanted to bring forth a nation of people that he could call his own. And God was not going to allow anything, not even their faith, to hinder his plan. My God, my God. He is awesome. I want somebody tonight, after listening to this, I pray that your hope has stood up in you. I pray that your faith has stood up in you. That to know that if you thought that you had to dot every I, if you thought you had to cross every T, then God is then going to do it for me. But I want to tell you tonight, God got a plan for me and you. Yes, he does. And it's not predicated on what you are doing, but it's because God said it. And let me tell you that there may be circumstances and situations that may come to discourage us, to make us feel that God is not going to do what God is going to do. But I want you tonight to remember this, that whatever God has told you, no matter what it looked like, remember what he has told you. Because I guarantee you that's going to bring encouragement in the midst of discouragement. Fall back on what God said. I said, God, I see what it looked like. I said, but because you told me this, because you said it, that's why it's going to come to pass. It's not predicated on my skills. It's not predicated on what happened in my life. It's not predicated on who believes. It's not predicated on what family members that I have in my family. It's not predicated on the church that I go to. Oh my! It's not predicated on the friends that I have in my circle. It's not predicated on the enemies who don't like you. Oh my God, it's good news to somebody tonight. Tonight, what God has promised you and want to do in your life in this season is going to be because he said it. And God has to be faithful to his word. Oh my God. I pray tonight that you hear this. God cannot lie. You got to tell yourself, God cannot lie. It got to come to pass. You got to tell yourself, God is not like man that he should change his mind. Because Lord knows we change our minds all the time. But see, again, faithfulness, consistent. Always showing up, always on time, always can look and he's right there, always a shoulder to cry on, always ready to hear our prayer, always ready to sit down and talk with us. Oh, we're talking about the faithfulness of God tonight, the faithfulness of God tonight. I pray that you be encouraged. I pray that your eyes have been enlightened tonight and that you will take this with you. My God, my God, my God. And I want to leave you with this particular scripture. Remember, though, 1 Thessalonians 5:24, he who calls you is faithful and he will do it. That's a scripture, Deuteronomy 7:9 says, know therefore that the Lord your God is God. My God, he is faithful, keeping his covenant of love to generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He's just not anybody. He is faithful, the scripture says, Deuteronomy 7:9. He is faithful, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. Let us pray tonight. Father God, we thank you for giving us a word of encouragement tonight. We thank you that we can trust you with all our heart, our mind, and soul. Father God, we thank you tonight for encouraging us, because we know that you are God that shall not lie and will not lie. We can count on your word. And tonight, God, your word tells us that you are faithful and you will do it. Tonight, your word tells us that you are God and that you are faithful and a God who keeps his covenant to 1,000 generations. Father God, tonight I ask that you will give peace to your people in their hearts and in their minds through Christ Jesus. Tonight, God, I ask that you will comfort your people even after this, God, and you will continue to be with them in and throughout this week. Father God, you said you will never leave us nor forsake us, despite situations and circumstances. Tonight, we are glad to be in the land of the living, another opportunity to walk and talk with you. Father God, tonight I ask that you will cover your people tonight, protect your people tonight. Father, send your angels to watch over them as your word says. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, manifest yourself to someone, God, whose faith may have been shaken by what they have gone through. Father God, you are the hope of glory. You said that your hope will not disappoint us. So we can put all our trust in you. Father, we can put all our hope in you, and you will not disappoint us. Father, you said that you love us unconditionally. And because you love us, you will always do what is best for us. And so we don't have to question your character. We don't have to question your decisions. That even though sometimes we may not always understand, but guess what, Father? You can handle it. So God, tonight we thank you. We honor you. We thank you for another opportunity to come together tonight. Continue to bless Miss Mary Hollis as she continues to encourage others. Bless this show as only as you can. And it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you so much, Minister Reed. That was a powerful message and prayer.
Praise God. And thank you so much for having me.
Yes, I felt that you were talking directly to me, because I know in the last few months my faith has been shaken a little. And I know that God is, he is faithful.
Yes,
and he is consistent. It's just that we don't allow him to be consistent. We give up too soon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We know what he can do, but we just give up on his faithfulness. And
yes,
just like he's consistent. His promises, mm-hmm, he never, he always, and throughout the Bible, all the different promises, he,
mm-hmm,
always fulfills those promises. And he's always faithful. And I thank you so much for that message, and I hope that others have been encouraged and understand that God keeps his promise. He doesn't lie like man
does.
He is faithful, and he is faithful to his word and his promises. And I just thank you so much for always being willing and able to come on the show and just give us encouraging word and pray for this ministry. And I thank you so much. because, like I say, we always need prayer. A lot of us, we are trying to be strong through the journey that we are going through, through the grief, journey of grief. And it's hard for some, some of them, some of our widows and others that are listening as well. It's it's new. It's still fresh. So your encouragement is letting them know that God is still there walking with them, and all the promises that he promised us, he will deliver, because he doesn't lie. He's faithful. And I thank you so much for that message, and thank you so much for, you know, accepting our invitation to come on and give us some word. And may God bless
and thank you. God bless
you
as well.
May God bless you and help you to continue to encourage others in your messages whenever you are allowed to minister to others. And once again,
thank you so much. Thank you.
And you're welcome. And I have two announcements I want to before we end the show. And ladies, if you enjoyed Minister Reed's message, you all have my text. Text me and let me know so I can also let her know how much he was very encouraging tonight and gave us a wonderful word to chew on the rest of the week. So text me and let me know so I can also send it to her and encourage her as well to continue to do his will. The two announcements that I have, one is that we are still trying to get others on board. I have been still giving out flyers, and it's gotten a lot of interest. So I'm hoping that they will call me soon. I passed out some at the Sisterhood tonight, so hopefully we'll get the numbers real soon that we need to fill the bus. The next payment is due by the 25th of $200, because we don't have much time. The month of April is our last payment to let them know that we are serious about this trip. And everyone that is, you know, that I've spoken to that, you know, that is going to be on board, they are very excited about the trip. So tell someone else. It can be a male, it can be a female. Anyone is invited on our trip. We just don't want children to be a part of it, because we are going places in New Orleans that we don't, that kids, it will be a problem for children. So please continue to spread the word and get your next payment in so we can finalize things in the month of April. And the next thing, the next month, we had a great, by the way, we had a meeting on this past Saturday, and we had a lot of the that have been a part of, that joined a part of our ministry were there at the meeting. And we had a great fellowship, and it was wonderful. I just want you to, whoever is on the line that has been with the ministry for some time, we need your support to support those new widows that have come in. We know that we always embrace them and let them know that we are there for them. So just knowing that we continue to serve, and that is one way to serve with the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, by embracing the new one that is coming. And that's all we have for tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'm hoping that I will have several guests throughout the month, each month, and for the next few months, to give me a break. So just keep on listening and wait and be surprised by another blessing. And thank you so much for tuning in. Tune in again each night, each Tuesday night from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed, and knowing that God is faithful and consistent, and also he keeps his promises. Be blessed and good night.
I am the creator. I am the maker of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am healer, mender of broken hearts, Alpha Omega, your destiny and where you start. I am the one who does impossible. Just let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you. I am the one who sees a need and always provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. Just let me be who I am.